whom he is going to conform to the image of his Son. They're going to become like Christ, and he will call them his sons. As he taught in Romans, according to adoption, he's going to adopt human beings as sons of God. It's marvelous, and kind of, as far as I'm concerned, it's almost like far out. It's like, woo, that's, is that hard to believe? Maybe it is. But see, the thing is, faith is the gift of God. It's not of yourselves. So thankfully, I can have a little bit of mustard seed faith, enough to put in, to change things, to move mountains. I know I can move mountains. I can move mountains. Verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. You know, and I go back to that mustard seed thing, because it starts so small. That's my point. It's like having a little faith will allow you to do the greatest things. Just a tiny little faith. Believe something small. I believe God will give me the Holy Ghost. God can deliver me from alcohol. Start small, and it'll get big real fast. I mean, well, as fast as God wants it to be, right? It's according to the will of God, in the will of God. He maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. And that's the thing, is like Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to please myself, but to please him who sent me. That's what we got to be like. I didn't come into the world to please myself, or show off for myself. And people would say, Paul, you can move mountains. I'm the one to move the mountain. Well, I came not to please myself or to testify of myself, but to testify of him that sent me. An evil and perverse generation looketh after a sign. You want me to prove I have the faith of a mustard seed and move a mountain? Well, I refuse. I refuse because God has not willed me to do so. But I certainly can move it. I have the faith to. I know I have that much faith. If you have the faith to believe he could move a mountain, then you have the faith to believe that God could do anything. Verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. He's quoting the Old Testament here. The curse is from Deuteronomy 27:26. There's a curses, all kind. Curse the man that do this, curse the man that do that. A lot of it has to do with interesting ways you execute the law. And maybe I don't have it planned. Well, someday I might teach Deuteronomy, and I'd teach it as the way of the law, so you'd understand what the law really is, and the way the law was executed, because I have a lot of insight on that. But the just shall live by faith is Habakkuk 2, verse 4. Anyway, in the Old Testament, it was actually preached of faith. Yeah. Habakkuk was an Old Testament prophet. It says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. See, the interesting thing, live by his faith. See, his soul that is lifted up is not right. I mean, the guy thinks, what I've done, what I do. But those who have faith in God. I mean, the Old Testament is written. For by the deeds, again, the soul. Because when you think it is what I have done, your soul becomes lifted up. That's why a lot of the Jews in Jesus' day were just intolerably arrogant and hypocritical, because they had lifted up the, I am a doer of those things which God commands. I fulfill all the law, being more zealous than my companions, and more, accomplished. And I've done all, they look at all the things, it causes your soul to be lifted up. When you know things come by faith, then you know everything's coming down from God to you. Like all the works I've done, all the music I've written, I know that it's like I received it from God. I don't glory as if it hadn't been received by God. Like, yeah, man. Boy. Nobody's ever done the works I've done. I've where of the glory. I glory rather than this, that God would actually do those things in me, a sinner. That's glorious to me. That he would actually do things in someone so small. The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. That's another Old Testament quote. That's from Leviticus 18:5. He that does the law shall live. Verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That's from Deuteronomy 21:23. It means anyone who was killed in that way was cursed. And that means the thing is, Christ in his whole life had never sinned. But in his death, it was sinful. Meaning the way he died was, considered, it was like a cursing. This is not a way a just man dies. But then the only just man who ever lived died that way. He was made a curse for us. And in that very action, he condemned the law. As a man, he couldn't, the way they killed him, he had no choice in that. He didn't do anything wrong. Deuteronomy 27:26. Cursed is everyone that continues not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Everything has to be done. And the law is done. You gotta do this, do that. And so that's the point. And then faith. Now, how's the difference between faith? Because there are things that have to be done in faith, right? But they're not done according to law.